I think it's Daf Yud Zayin, is that correct? Okay, that's what I messed up after Yom Tov, I forget which Daf we're up to, but I think Daf Yud Zayin. So let's take it two lines down. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Yom Tov Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. If Yom Tov coincides with Shabbos, so there's big machlok is here, what the Nusach HaTfilah is. So according to Beishami Omrim, Mispal Shemona, V'Omer Shal Shabbos B'Fnei Atzma, V'Shal Yom Tov B'Fnei Atzma. You have a special bracha for a Yom Tov and a special bracha for Shabbos. We have the typical three brachas in the beginning, the three brachas at the end, that's six. And there's a special bracha for Yom Tov, and then a separate special bracha for Shabbos, that's a total of eight brachas. That's the opinion of Beishami. Comes along Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Omrim, Mispal Sheva, you have seven brachas only. So that middle bracha, what's that seventh bracha in the middle? Maschil b'shel Shabbos, you begin the Nusach of Shabbos. U'misayim b'shel Shabbos, and you conclude with Mekadesh HaShabbos. V'omer Kedushas HaYom B'emsa, and you put in Kedushas Yom Tov in the middle. So you sandwich Kedushas Yom Tov by Shabbos in the beginning and Shabbos at the end. That's the second opinion. Rebbe Omer, af chosimba, no, even in the chasima, chosimba, mekadesh haShabbos Yisrael v'azmanim. You include in the chasima, you mention both Shabbos and Zmanim, which is a reference to Yom Tov. So the Gemara in this last position, the last sheet of Rebbe, the Gemara says, Tani kamid deravina, mekadesh Yisrael v'azShabbos v'azmanim. So that's the nusach. First you have Yisrael, then Shabbos, then Zmanim. Mekadesh Yisrael v'azShabbos v'azmanim. So Gemara asks on this opinion of this Braisa, Amr lei atu Shabbos Yisrael mekadshei lei? Is it true that Yisrael is the one that's mekadesh Shabbos? Shabbos is mekadesh before Yisrael is. V'Shabbos mekadshei v'kayma. Shabbos was already kadosh from the creation of the world. So we should first mention Shabbos, and then Yisrael, then Azmanim. How come the nusach of the Braisa in front of Ravina was Yisrael, Shabbos, and Azmanim? It should be out of order. It's a different order. So Gemara says, you're right, Ela Eima, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael v'Azmanim. That Shabbos stands alone, the Kedusha exists, it's Kedusha v'Kayma. Yisrael then was sanctified, and then Klai Yisrael, the Kedusha of Klai Yisrael, is able to Mekadesh HaZmanim by making a new Rosh Chodesh and a new Yom Tif. So that's the Nusach according to this Braisa. How do you paskin in the end of the day? The Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Hil Halacha K'Rebi U'Kedetaretz Ravina. We pass like Rebbe, we conclude, Mekadesh HaShabbos, Yisrael v'Azmanim. But it's not so precise, because the way it was presented to Rebbe was that you start off with a Shabbos bracha, put Yom Tov in the middle, and end off with a Shabbos and Yom Tov. If you look at the Nusach, we don't have that way. We actually have a Yom Tov davening, and we add Shabbos in the Yom Tov Nusach, which is how we actually paskin. If you look in the Siddur and the Shulchan Aruch, we paskin a little bit differently than the way it's presented here in the Shitas Rebbe. So then the Gemara says a similar question. Tanu Rabbanan Shabbos Shechalios B'Rosh Chodesh O B'Chol Shemoed. Let's say Shabbos coincides with Rosh Chodesh or with Chol Moed, like next Shabbos. So how do you mention the Yom Tov? How do you mention the Rosh Chodesh and the Chol HaMoed? Arvis v'shachris v'mincha mispal sheva. You say seven brachas on Shabbos like every other Shabbos. However, you add in Omer me'ein ha'ma'ora ba'avod, which Rashi is Ya'alev Yavo. You add in the Chol HaMoed for Ya'alev Yavo, for Sukkot or for Pesach, and for Rosh Chodesh, you add in Ya'alev Yavo Rosh Chodesh. That's the Nusach HaTfilah. V'im lo amar, if you forget to say this, you're machzir, so you have to repeat Shemona Esrei. Rebbe Eliezer, Omer Behodah, you mentioned Behodah, which is a reference to Al Hanis, and that's where you add in the Chol HaMoed to Rosh Chodesh, which is not how we paskin, but that's the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer. How about B'Musafen? What do you do on Shabbos? The next Shabbos is Shabbos Chol HaMoed. How do you mention Chol HaMoed on Shabbos? How do you mention Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos during Musaf? U'V'Musafen, Maschil B'Shel Shabbos, you begin the Nusach with Shabbos. U'Misayim B'Shel Shabbos, and you conclude with Shabbos. And in the middle, Omer Kedushas HaYom B'Emsa, you mention either Chol HaMoed or Rosh Chodesh in the middle, sandwiched in between the Musaf of Shabbos. So again, that's not how we paskin. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yishmael Benosha, Rabbi Yochanan Broke, Omrim, Kol Makom Shehuzkak LeShabbos, whenever you need to mention Shabbos, your Maschil B'Shel Shabbos, U'Misayim B'Shel Shabbos, Vomer Kedushas HaYom B'Emsa. You mention Shabbos in the beginning, you mention Shabbos at the end, and you mention the Kedushas Yom Tov in the middle. But Amar Rav Huna ain halacha ka'osu azug. We don't paskin like that couple. Rather, we have the musaf is a yomtiv musaf. Like Chol HaMoed, we're going to mention a yomtiv, a Chol HaMoed musaf. Next Shabbos, we're going to add in Shabbos along the way. That's how we paskin against this Gemara. So then the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chaychi Barashi, Amar Rav, Meniach Adam, Eruve Tchumim, Meyomtiv Lechavero, Umasna. A person is allowed to set up an Erev Tchum on a 2-day Yom Tov. We'll look at Rashi in just a second. We need to read the next few lines to put them together. You could make an Erev Tchumim on Yom Tov and make a Tanai. And so too, Amarava, Meniach Adam Eruvei Tavshilin, Meyom Tov L'Chaveira Umasna. So both an Erev Tchum and Erev Tavshilin can be made from a Yom Tov to a Yom Tov. So we'll look at Rashi and then we'll go back inside. Rashi explains here. Miyomtev lechaveir on halfway down the Rashi is im niskar biyomtev rishon. Let's say yomtev rishon, it's a 2-day yomtev, and let's say it's a situation where it's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, a 3-day yomtev. Ve'elu shnei yomim tovim mechamishi ve'er Shabbos. It's a 2-day yomtev. Thursday is day one, and you forget to make an erev tavshil and erev tachum. What do? So the Rashi explained, umasnan, you make the following tonight. Im hayom chol, if today Thursday is really a chol, umachar kodesh, and tomorrow, Friday, is the real yomtev, erev, it's a good erev. I can make an erev today because today's a chol. There's no problem making an erev and a chol on a Thursday. Vim chalif, if it's the opposite, whereby today, Thursday, is really a yomtev, and tomorrow, Friday, is really a chol hamoed, ein atzarach la'erev tavshilin. I don't need an erev tavshilin. Because when Friday is a chol, you're allowed to cook on a Friday when it's a regular weekday for a Shabbos. So again, he says, if today is really a yom chol, I can make an erev tavshilin, even though we practice it as a yomtev, we know it's a suffix. So if today is really a chol, I can make an erev tavshilin today, and it allows me to cook tomorrow, Friday, on the Shabbos. And if today is yomtev, that means tomorrow is chol, I don't need an erev tavshilin to cook tomorrow, because tomorrow is a regular chol. That's the tanai a person can make. Ubitachumim, when it comes to making an erev tachumim, yomar, you should say, im hayom kodesh, if today is yomtev, Thursday, ein bedivrei klum. What I'm saying is really meaningless. Ulamachar yomar kamokin, and tomorrow you should say the same thing. Bishel tchumim uva osa, and you say this, you make such a tanai that if today is kodesh, what I'm saying is nothing, and fine, I don't need to make a tchum. But if tomorrow on Friday I say, if today is yesterday was a chol and today is a yamtif, so then I'm relying on the chol tchum from yesterday. But if today is a chol, I can make a tchum today for Shabbos. That's the nusach yidu. So Rashi just explains here, Ulamacha Yomar Kamokin Bishat Chumim, Uba Osa Pas Asma de Mamana Shah Have Air, you could use it as the same bread. Tafshilin Ain Tsarch Lishanos Lachzer Tsana Ulamacha. On by Air of Tafshilin, you don't need to make the Tanai on Friday. All you have to do is on Thursday. Because again, for the Air of Tafshilin, I need to make today, if today is a Yamtif, I don't need an Air of Tafshilin tomorrow. If today is a Chol, I can make an Air of Tafshilin today on a Chol so that I could cook tomorrow Friday Yamtif for Shabbos. But tomorrow, when I'm standing on Friday, so I can't make an Erev Tavshilin. If today's Chol, I don't need an Erev Tavshilin. And if today's Yantif, I already made it yesterday, so I don't need to make that second half of the Tanai when it comes to the Erev Tavshilin, as opposed to the Erev Tchum, you do need to make the Tanai both on Thursday and on Friday. Either way, that's the Gemara. So now the Gemara points out, look inside. So after saying that you can make a Tanai both in Erev Tavshilin and Erev Tchumim, the Gemara says, Man de Amar Eruve Tchumim, the one who says that this is effective by an Erev Tchum, Kol Shaken Eruv Tafshilin. It works for Erev Tafshilin as well. Uman de Amar Eruve Tafshilin, it works, such a Tanai is effective. Aval Eruve Tchumim lo, it will not work by Erev Tchum necessarily. Why? My time. What's different by Erev Tchum? Why would it be more machmir? De l'mikne shvisa b'shabasa lo. You're not allowed to be kone shvisa on Shabbos. So if it's a regular Shabbos, I can make an Erev Tchum on Friday, that's allowed. But if Friday is a yomtiv, I cannot make an Erev Tchum on a yomtiv for a Shabbos afterwards. That would be aser. Now, even though the Gemara uses the language of lemikne shvisa b'shabasa, I can't make shvisa on Shabbos, but we're talking about Friday, which is actually Yom Tif. Rashi points out Yom Tif is called the Shabbos as well. Just look at that Rashi. Rashi writes de lemikne shvisa b'shabasa lav dafka shabasa nukin. It doesn't literally mean Shabbos. Ela Yom Tif kari shabasa. We have that Yom Tif is called Shabbos as well at many places. And lo hitiru lo liknos shvisa b'yom Tif. On the Yom Tif, you cannot be kone shvisa of tchum for the Shabbos. For it afterwards, filo misafik. Even if today it's only a yamtiv mitara safik, you still can't be kone shvisa on such a day. Vim hitir erev tavshilin. If you're allowed, how can you make erev tavshilin today if it's a yamtiv? Hasa mishum covered Shabbos hitiru. Because the purpose of erev tavshilin is in order to prepare for Shabbos. Shabbos, you're able to override the kedusha yamtiv in order to prepare properly for Shabbos. So there's a special heter to make an erev tavshilin on a safik yamtiv. But to make an Erev Tachum, which is not necessarily a covered Shabbos, and it's just a heter of Shabbos, but not a covered Shabbos, and therefore there is no heter making an Erev Tachum on a Shabbos, according to his man, Damar. Gemara now says, Tanya Rabban, the Braisa teaches us, Ain ofen miyamtiv lechavero. We know that you're not allowed to cook from one yamtiv to another yamtiv. I can't cook from yamtiv Rishon to yamtiv Sheni. Be'emes Amru, the halacha is, Mimali isha kol akadera baser. A woman could fill her pot to the top with meat, even though she might only need one piece of meat, but if she needs one, we could do riboy shurim and make a whole huge pot of 20 pieces of meat if she wants. Similarly, mimala nachtam chavish amayma, a baker of some sort could fill up a whole jug of water. Even though he only needs a cup worth of water, once you're filling up one cup, you could fill up a whole cup of water, boil a whole pot of water if you wanted. Aval, that's only mutter by boiling water and by cooking meat. Aval le'efos, eino ofa elamashatach. When it comes to baking, all you could bake is what you need. You cannot, there's no riboy shiurim by baking. That's the din. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Aval le'efos kol kikar ukikar tzricha afir rudia la'atzma. When it comes to making, let's say, cholent or stew, the more meat that's there, the more juices it gets, it enhances the meat. So if I have 20 pieces of meat, it makes that one chaticha need, it makes better. If you have a whole thing of water, it's all considered one cooking, one process, one ma'isa. When it comes to pas, they used to put the bread on the sides of the wall. So each one's considered independent of each other. I put bread here, bread there, and you take it off. That's not considered one act of baking. They're separate acts of baking, and therefore you cannot apply riboy shiurim when it comes to baking. That's the opinion of the Tanna Kamma. Comes along now Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Mimale isha kol atanur pas, mipnesha pas, nefas yafe b'zman she tanur mali. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar argues and says, no, a woman actually can fill up an entire oven with bread. We view this as one act of baking because it actually does enhance the baking of the bread. We'll see Rashi why he explained what the reason for it is in just a second. But the Gemara says, bottom line is, Amar Rava, halacha ki Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, that you are allowed to fill up your entire oven with bread because it does enhance the baking. So Rashi explains, what's the understanding? How is that the case? Bizman shetanur male, shetanurim ketanim. Their ovens were very small. Like imagine like a little toaster oven. And hayu matbikin pas betafanos, they'd spread and stick the bread to the walls of the oven. Umitoch shehu male, since it's so full and tightly packed in there, mismait chalalu, the airspace, the cavity gets minimized in the oven. Ve'ein makum lechamimul, so there's no place for the warmth, the heat to go, this pashe to spread, but pas nefes yafe. So normally, you have a big oven, so the heat's here and the bread's here, the oven might, the heat might stay away from the bread, might not bake it nicely. But when everything's packed, there's no place for the bread to go. It's only going to go to the bread and make it bake nicely and fresh. So I'm sure that's how Rashi explains how this would be mutter. But in Rashi's understanding, this would only work for a small oven. A larger oven, this would not necessarily be the case. So then the Gemara says, okay. So now talking about Erev Tavshilin a lot. Ibailu mishalo hiniach Erev Tavshilin. So let's say a person forgot to make an Erev Tavshilin. So now what happens? Hu nesar, v'kimcho nesar. Odilma hu nesar vein kimcho nesar. Do we say that not only is he as the gavra usher from cooking and baking, but is his flour also usher now? Is there an isser in the chefsa that his bread, his food cannot be cooked at all? Or we say only no, it's usher for him to do a maisa bishel, but his food is not usher. There's no isser in the chefsa. So lemai nafkamina, who cares whether or not his bread is usher? Lemai say he can't cook. So whether he can or can't, well, who cares whether there's an isser in the chefsa? Lemai nafkamina asks Gemara. Laknuye kimcho lachem. Does he need to be maknet to other people? So if I say that my flour is usur, so then even you can't cook my flour. My flour is an isur chepsa. But if I'm maknet the flour over to you, whereby you are now kone it, so now you own it, you're not subject to the isur, then you can cook my bread. But if there's no isur on my food that I don't have to be maknet, you could just cook it for me without being kone it from me. So the Gemara explains that Iyamis, if you're going to say, Hu Nesar v'kimcho Nesar, not only am I Usser as the Gavra, but even my flour is Usser as the Chefsa, then I would Tzarech laknuye kimcho lachem. I would need to memakne my flour to you, so now it no longer has the Isser from me, and you could cook it. But Iyamis, if you say, Hu Nesar v'ein kimcho Nesar, if only I as the Gavra am Usser, but my flour remains mutter, then lo Tzarech laknuye kimcho lachem, I don't need to have you own it, but you could simply bake on my behalf anyways. So what's the din? That's the suffix. So my, what's the din? So Tashma, the Gemara brings a brisa. Mishalo hiniach eruve tafshilin, one who does not set up an erev tafshilin. Hareze lo yofev lo yivashev lo yatmin lo lov lo acher. He cannot bake, he cannot cook, he cannot do hatimana. He, not for himself, not for anyone else. Lo acherim ofen mevashem lo. And people can't cook and bake on his behalf either. Ketat huo. So what should he do? He should be makne kimcho lachem. He can be makne his flour to other people, v'ofen lo, mevashen lo, and they could cook for him. So shmamina, from the fact that the Braisa clearly states, he has to be makne his flour over to others, it's clear, hu nesar, v'kimcho nesar, shmamina. It's very clear that not only he as a gavra is aser, if he didn't set up an erev tafshilin, but even the chefse, even the flour, the food, is aser as well. So the din is, we learn later on in the Masechta that it's also to be makin things over, but when it comes to a tzarech mitzvah, you'd be allowed to. So tzarech ocha nefesh, he needs food. Back then they didn't have a surplus, and my neighbors didn't cook enough food for me, I'm stuck without any food. So since it's tzarech ocha nefesh, or any type of tzarech mitzvah, you can't be makin on Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Gemara then says, last four lines of the Amud here, Ibarilu Avar V'Ofamai. Let's say a guy did not set up the Erev Tavshilin, and yet he cooked anyways. He violated the Isser and cooked from Yom Tov to Shabbos. What would the status be of that bread? My, what's the din? So the Gemara says, Toshma. A guy who forgot to do an Erev Tavshilin, what does he do? Like we just saw, but you should gift over your flour to your friend and let him cook for you. Now, if it's really true, so the Brisa had this another option. The other option is if he accidentally he cooks, he bakes, he's allowed to eat from that as well. But it's a very strange havamin. I mean, of course, you realize what the answer is. That's not really a takana. That's if he made a mistake. So the Gemara answer is Amar Rav Ad Barat Masna Tana Takanta De Hetera. The Brisa is only talking about permissible ways of eating. Katani Takanta De Isur Lo Katani, but did not list prohibited ways. If the guy violated the Isur, and then it happens, maybe he can taka eat it. But the reason why the Brisa didn't mention it, because that was not an approach that we would encourage, because that has to go through an Isur. So still back to square one. What would the din be? But the evid, if one cooked without an Erev Tavshilin, is his food mutter on Shabbos or not? So Gemara now quotes a Brisa, Tashma. Misha niach eruvei tavshilin hareza ofel mevashil matminif. If a person makes an Erev Tavshilin, he could cook, he could bake, he could do atmana, and prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. V'mirotza le'echol es eruvei harushus b'yodam. He wants to eat the Erev Tavshilin after he's cooked already, then he's allowed to. We're going to see if he ate it before he cooked. The Erev Tavshilin doesn't exist, but you can't cook anymore. It has to be in this world. But after it's been cooked, you're allowed to eat even on Yom Tov. The practice is, I mentioned this the other day, that it's brought down that the common practice is to have the Erev Tavshilin on Shabbos Shal Shudas. That's the idea. The reason why is because the Gemara says, Avid Mitzvah Acharisa. Once you did one mitzvah with it, you should use it for another mitzvah. In other words, you use this piece of bread for Erev Tavshilin, so use it for another mitzvah of Shal Shudas. We have it several places, actually, and Mishnah Berurah brings up such ideas. Like one of the places, let's say a person's tzitzis snaps off, what should you do with a broken tzitzis? He suggests to use it as a little, as a bookmarker. So use it for one mitzvah of tzitzis, it's possible from tzitzis, and now use it for a bookmarker. So we have a few instances where we say, ho, this abin chada mitzvah, of a mitzvah acharisa, use the chapsa for another mitzvah. That's the practice. But what the Gemara here is pointing out, even if he didn't want to save it for Shabbos Shal Shudas, you could eat it on Yom Tov itself. Meaning, if I cooked on Friday everything I needed to, and I got hungry, I could eat the Erev Tavshilin even on Yom Tov because I don't need it anymore. But the Gemara says, let's say achlo ad shelo afa. Let's say you ate the Erev Tavshilin before you've baked, or ad shelo hitman, or before you've done hatimana, then hareze lo yofev lo yivashev lo yatmin lo. You cannot cook anymore, you can't bake, you can't do hatimana, lo v'lacherim, not for yourself, not for others, v'lacherim ofen mevashen lo, and nor can others cook and bake on behalf of you, even though you had an Erev Tavshilin, but you lost out, you got rid of it before you utilized it, it's usher. Aval, mevashel hul Yom Tov, what you can do is, you could bake for Yom Tov for Friday, vim hos, if you happen to have some surplus, like we saw in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, hos el Shabbos, you could use the surplus for Shabbos itself, only if you have extra. Ubilvad shlo yarim, but you can't do any harama, no tricks here. Meaning, let's say you had your meal ready, you had your lunch on Friday afternoon, you're like, I'm really hungry for another piece of steak here, don't play any games here. If it's before lunch and you need to cook lunch, so then you could cook and have surplus. But once you already ate, you can't make up another meal on Erev Shabbos. So vim harim, if you do this, if you do harama, then it would be aser to eat the food you made from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So the Gemara now is trying to prove if I circumvented the Erev Tavshilin with harama, it's aser from eat the food on Shabbos. So Gemara at this stage says it must be aser as well im avar v'hivshil. In other words, if I didn't have Erev Tavshilin and I cooked anyways, it should be no different than harama. Harama, I knew what was going on. I knew what was going on, but I played games. Here, I didn't know what was going on. I just forgot. And Avar V'Hivshil. So Gemara is trying to equate the two halachas of Harama, the food would be Aser, and Avar V'Hivshil would be Aser as well. But Ricky's already pointed out there seems to be a difference between Harama versus Avar V'Tavshil. What's the difference? So Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Harama Kamris, you're bringing a proof from Harama. Shiny Harama, Dach Mire Bei Rabbanon, Tfei Mat Mezid. One who bemazed, who violates the halacha, he didn't say the Erev Tavshil up, and he cooked anyways, that's not as bad as Harama. Harama, you're playing games. We don't like people playing games here. Mazin, we're not a fan of Mazin either. But a guy tries to play tricks and tries to manipulate, that's a whole other level. That he deserved a big knas. There we say, Harama, your food's going to be awesome Shabbos. One who did Mazin, it's bad, but it's not as bad as Harama, and you can't bring me a proof. So then the Gemara says, Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Amar, Hamani, no, who authored this braisa? This braisa that said haram is aser is a das yachid. It's money, it's Chananya. He, Valiba de Beishamai. He has a unique position. Titania, Chananya, Omer, Beishami, Omerim, Ein Ofen, Elam, Kein, Arabipas. You can only bake if you have bread. Vein, Mevashin, Elam, Kein, Arab, Tafshil. And you can only cook if you have a cooked item. That's why we have the practice of having egg. Egg gets baked or boiled in water. That's Tafshil, it's Bishel. And we have a challah, which is baked. You need each item to correspond to what you want to do. And if you want to do hatamana, you have to have hatamana as well. You need to have each item with an erev tafshil to allow for that ma'isa hatamana, for the ma'isa afia, and for the ma'isa bishul. Beis Hillel omrim ma'ariv tafshil echad v'osa bo kol tarcho. He felt differently. All you need is one item. It's enough to have just one egg, and that allows you to not only do bishul, but allows you to do afia. It allows you to do hatamana as well. Either way, we see Chananya, according to Beis Hillel, is very machmir in terms of erev tafshil, in terms of which items you need. You need three items. So just like he's machmir by which items you need, he might also be machmir about haram as well. But that may not prove to us about our case of one who's made it over the Hivshil. Maybe that case will be mutter if we don't hold of a Chananya. So the Gemara then says, we still don't have a proof. The Gemara says, Tanan, we quote from a Mishnah, maybe a Braisa, Hama'aser Peirosav B'Shabbos B'Shogeg Yochel. Let's say a guy accidentally, he was mafish Chumas and Maisos, you're not allowed to, it's Tikkun Mana, it's Asa Midrabanan to separate Chumas and Maisos. Let's say the guy did so anyways. If he did it B'Shogeg Yochel, he's allowed to eat it, there's no Knas. But Bemeza, the guy completely, he knew what he was doing. He was aware that it was Aser, and he did it anyways. The din is lo yochel, he should not eat. So just like we have a kanas by one who is avar v'hifrish on Shabbos, so too one who is avar v'hifshil, it should be Aser as well, it should be no different. And the guy says, lo tzricha, this a piracharini. Maybe the only time he asked the fruit of the guy who was separated miser is when he had other fruit to eat. He didn't need the fruit he separated here. He had plenty of other fruit to eat in his refrigerator. That's why this food is usher. But maybe in a case where he had no other fruit other than the fruit in front of him, that he was mafrid shumas and maisos, maybe even in the case of mazid, the fruit would be permitted, and therefore there's no raya from here either. Tashma, the Gemara brings another raya. Hamatbil Kalev B'Shabbos. There's a din. We're going to see later on in the Masechta as well. I forget which daf. You can't do Tevilas Kalev on Yantif. You're not allowed to do Tevilas Kalev on Yantif. This is actually connected to what Ricky had said before. There are a few reasons why, but the Pashup Shah is Tikkun Mana. Let's say a guy has a Kalev on Yantif and he doesn't know what to do with it. He wasn't Matbil. He needs to use it. What's he supposed to do? You can't put it in the mikvah. So one of the eitas is to be machne over to a goy. And the goy owns it, so then you don't have to, it's no requirement of Tevilah. Ah, how can you do a Kinyan on Yantif? Same answer as before. If it's for the tzarach yamtiv, if it's the tzarach mitzvah, you'll have to be makna something on yamtiv. Either way, it's clear the halacha is you cannot be matbil kalim on yamtiv. So what happens if a guy was b'shogeg? Hamatbil kalim b'shabbos b'shogeg yishamish ben. It was an accident. He's allowed to do so. Not a big deal. But if he did it b'mezid, lo yishamish ben, it's usher for him to use it on that particular Shabbos. So just like it's usher, the knas for those who are matbil b'mezid, so too there should be a knas for those who are avar v'hivshil if there's no erev tafshil. And the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha, the only time we asered the kalim is lo tzricha de isbe money acharinim, where he had other kalim. It wasn't needed for him to use this particular kli. So he has other kalim, but maybe if he had other kalim, no other kalim to use, maybe there would be a heter for him to use this kalim. Or inami, alternatively, efshir b'sheila, he could borrow his neighbor's kalim. He doesn't need to use his kalim, the other way is around it. But a guy who needs food, and there's no food from the neighbors, and no other food for him to eat, so maybe there we should have a heter for the guy to eat it, even though he is over b'hivshil, b'mezit, so there is no raya. And the Gemara says, final approach here, Tashma. Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'Shogeg Yochel. The guy accidentally cooks on Shabbos. It's called Maisa Shabbos. You did him lach on Shabbos. If it was done b'Shogeg, you could eat the food. B'Meitel Yochel. If he did it on purpose, it's Aser. So Gemara says, oh, that you're going to bring a ride from Shabbos? If Shabbos b'Meitel Aser, Asir the Shabbos shining. The Isser Shabbos is much different than Yom Tov. Perhaps only by Isser Shabbos will we be so machmir. But by the Isser Yom Tov, maybe we'd be Mimekel, even though he was Avar V'Hivshil without Nair Tafshil. Just look at Rashi. Rashi says this. Rashi says around 15 hour lines up, Asur the Shabbos, Bishul Shabbos may Avos Malachos. We know it's one of the 39 Malachos. V'Isser Skilu. It's a much more serious and severe Isser and punishment. Hilkach Kansur Rabban LeMezer. Therefore, they invoked a Knas for B'Mezer on Shabbos. About Avar V'Offer B'Yom Tov. The Shabbos, which is only an Isser Dirabanan, to cook from Yantav to Shabbos, is only Isser Midirabanan. So to do that, that wasn't such a serious thing, and therefore, maybe they were more makel, and the one who's Avar B'Hivshil would be allowed to eat. So the Gemara doesn't really have any conclusions, it just says all the rides we attempted to bring were not conclusive, but there is no Meskana here in the Gemara.
So now the Gemara says, Beishami Omrim, Shnei Tafshilin. So we had a machlokas in the Mishnah, the beginning of the Perek, how many amounts of food you need for Erev Tafshilin. Beishami says two, Beishilin said only one. So Masnisin, our Mishnah, is Dilo Kiyatana, is not like the Tana that's found in the following Braisa. The Braisa teaches us that Amar Rebbe Yishimon ben Elazar, Modim Beishami Beishilin, they both agree, according to this Braisa at least, that Ashnei Tafshilin Shitzarech, that you need two Tafshilin. Even Beishilin requires Shnei Tafshilin. So what do they debate? They debate how to calculate two. What counts as two? So you have a fish and an egg. Is that considered two? It's considered two. That's only considered one. But they both agree that the shavin shem piper beta b'nasan latoch adag. Somehow you cook, you fry an egg, and you put the egg inside a fish. Oshirosik. Kaplotis, you mash some type of, radish of some sort. Vanas in the Toch Gag, and you stuff the fish with this radish or whatever it is. Shehein Shnei Tafshilin, everybody agrees that's considered two Tafshilin. The only debate when fish and egg is mixed together, that's the whole debate here. Okay. So Amar Rava, how do we paskin Hilchasa Ketana Didan, Valiba de Basil? We hold like our position, our Mishnah of Basil, that all you really need is one Tafshil. The mice we hold you should use two Tafshilin. We hold you should, the practice is to use both bread and egg, but there's a machlokas. What exactly was the position of Basil? And let's finally finish off. We'll finish right before the Mishnah. Achlo Osha Abid, Harezalo Yivashal, Alav Vechulev. One ate or lost the Erev Tafshilin before he started cooking, then you're not allowed to rely on the Erev Tafshilin. It doesn't exist anymore. So Gemara says, Amar Abai, he says, Naktinan Hischel B'Yisasa. Let's say you had an Erev Tafshilin, and you started to bake, you need your dough. And then, V'Nechel Eruva, then someone ate your Erev Tafshilin before you baked your bread. The Gemara says, Gomer, you can complete cooking it and baking it, because since you started the process while there's Erev Tafshilin, you can complete the process of that particular piece of bread or whatever you're cooking. Since it was started Beheter, you could complete it even though the Erev Tafshilin is no longer available. So let's quickly recap what we started off talking about. We first started talking about when Shabbos and Yom Tov, when they coincide, when exactly, what is the Nusach of the Trila? Was the Shabbos and Yom Tov have separate brachas? You put them together, that was one piece. Then what happens when Shabbos coincides with the Chol Moed Rosh Chodesh? Well, you say Yalav Yavo or Al Anisim. We, of course, Paschim, you say it in Yalav Yavo. Then we discussed if it's a 2-day Yom Tov, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, you need to make an Erev Tafshilin and an Erev Tchumim. You forgot to. You can make a Tanai on day one and day two to make an Erev Tafshilin and Erev Tchumim. We said if you hold Erev Tafshilin works, doesn't necessarily mean you hold Erev Tchumim, because maybe Erev Tchumim you cannot be Konish Shrisa on Shabbos, which means Yom Tov. Not everyone would agree that would be allowed, even if it's Yom Tov Shel Safik. Then we quoted the Braisa that you're allowed to cook. Even though if you needed chatich achas, you could fill a whole pot of meat because that's called one maisa. If you need a little bit of water, you can fill the whole pot of water because it's all one maisa. But you cannot fill the entire oven with bread because each bread is considered a separate maisa. But Rabbi Shimon Elazar, who we pasuk like, says no, because since you fill up the bread, the whole oven, it actually enhances the baking. That would be considered one maisa. That would be allowed. Now, if a person forgot to make an Erev Tafshilin, do we say that he's aser and also the chepsa, or only the gaver, not the chepsa? We pasuk that even the chepsa is aser, which means you have to machne to your friend for him to own it, for him to cook on your behalf. Then the whole rest of the pretty much of the Gemara was, the guy did not set up an Erev Tafshilin and he forgot to, and then he anyways was over, but off, he baked anyways, do we say that the food is aser? And that the Gemara brought around four or five different prices. We rejected all of them, all different cases about Harama. Harama is a different case about Maser, Mafish Meiser B'Shabbos, Hamat Bukele B'Shabbos, Mavash B'Shabbos. All these cases have a unique case, and therefore you cannot bring a Raya. And then we discuss, although our Mishnah says Beishami holds two Tafshilin and Beisil holds one Tafshil, there's another Braisa that even Beisil requires two Tafshilin. They just debate what's considered two Tafshilin. And finally, if one started the process of baking something, the Erev Tafshilin was eaten, you can continue the process even though it's no longer in the world. Okay, everybody have a wonderful Shabbos and a good Kvittel.